From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble brewing in Riata Springs, so ride, Little Beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get
him. Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Folks, they say it's fun to be fooled, but I can tell you this. When you buy bread, it's more fun to know you're getting a loaf that is fresh, that stays deliciously fresh to the last bite. And that means Langendorf bread, the bread that's so creamy, smooth in texture, so swell-tasting, so wonderfully fresh, that baking experts judged it America's finest bread. Mmm, but it's good. And it gives you a big 1-2 energy bonus. Langendorf bread contains nerve and energy vitamin B1, plus dextrose, the world's greatest quick energy food. So enjoy Langendorf bread at every meal, for crispy, good breakfast toast, and in sandwiches that stay deliciously fresh. For goodness sake and for energy's sake, make America's finest bread your daily bread. When you're at your grocer's, always reach for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, the bread that does stay deliciously fresh longer. When we last followed America's Fighting Cowboy, he had cleaned up Banker Hopkins, Fargo Vixen, and the entire town of Shawnee. Then, as he and Little Beaver rode for home, they came across one of Red Rider's oldest range friends, Matt Kennedy and his auburn-haired daughter, Beth, starting down the trail to bring their cattle to market. Learning from Matt that trouble may lie ahead, Red and Little Beaver have joined them, and as we find them, they're trotting along behind dust clouds which mark the cattle.
Red, that's a satisfying sight, seeing those cattle jogging along after all the trouble it's taken to feed them right and raise them right.
Yes, Matt, I don't know of anything that makes a man feel better than seeing his work turn out successfully.
Yeah.
Oh, Thunder.
You two wouldn't be counting your chickens before they're hatched, would you?
First talk them about steers and now call them chickens. Ain't no savvy.
Well, I guess the only thing you really savvy, Little Beaver, is trouble. It seems every plain...
Wait a minute. Talking about trouble, it looks like something's wrong. Here comes my foreman riding wide open.
What is it, Fred? What's the trouble?
Trouble ain't the half of it. Some Jasper's got Turtleneck Pass fenced off and say we can't drive through.
What in thunderation's the idea of that?
Why, that pass has been practically public domain ever since the first head of cattle was raised out here.
Why, shoot.
We'd better get up there and see what this is all about. Pound that pinto, Little Beaver. Let's ride.
You betcha. Pound him up, Papoose. Get along. Get
it. Let's make this fast, Thunder. Stretch out those legs. Come on, Thunder. Quiet down a minute. Maybe we can make some sense out of this.
Quiet, Dad.
Listen. All right. Now, supposing you start explaining what this fence is doing across the pass, mister, and you'd better make it good.
You keep talking that way, Redhead, and they'll be measuring you for a wooden overcoat.
Be sure they don't make it your size, because if they do, I've got some lead and steel here to nail the lid down. Yeah. Now, suppose you start explaining.
There ain't nothing to explain. I filed a homestead on this piece of land, and it's mine.
Why, of all the ridiculous, how can you homestead on what practically amounts to a public road?
No matter how I can, I did it. The papers are filed and it's legal. Now, of course, if you folks would like to drive that beef across my land, we might arrange it.
businesslike.
All right, keep talking.
Well, I'd say you can drive them cattle through here for, for $5 a head.
What?
Why, you robber. This is just a plain holdup.
Yeah, this no plain holdup. This whole thing crooked deal.
Look, miss, just because you're a woman don't give you no right to call me names. Supposing you shut up.
Shut up? Why, you gooseneck, sidewinding horse thief, I'll...
Miss.
Dad! Reddy shot him before he even moved his hand.
He's not hurt too bad, Miss Beth, but before there's any more trouble, we'd best get your dad into town and to the doctor's.
If there's any of the rest of you who think you can push me around, we've got plenty of lead left.
Better keep it handy, mister, because it won't be many hours before you'll be needing it. Now, little beaver, get his horse. Come on, Beth, we can't lose any time getting to the doctor's.
Just like you said it would.
I figured it did, Moose, when I saw him carrying old man Kennedy into town. What happened?
Well, Baldy and the boys got this fence strung up across Turtleneck Pass and fixed it up just like the Battle of Gettysburg. Then Kennedy and his outfit come along and talk back. That's all, brother.
Well, I guess that'll set a fine example for all the rest of the ranches around here. Now maybe when I offer to buy their beef, they'll listen to reason.
Maybe. I hope so.
Where do you get this maybe stuff?
You remember Ace Hanlon talking about a red-headed puncher, an ornery cuss who was always gowing up everything for him?
You mean Red Rider? What's he got to do with this?
And all I know is he was along with Kennedy and talked plenty sorely.
Well, now ain't that too bad. I'll salt that maverick and put him away on ice if he starts trying to spoil my play.
Well, boss, get the icebox ready, because he started already.
Then this is one time maybe I can mix business and pleasure. Now, look, you stick around here while I'm gone.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to that cattleman's meeting, and like the big-hearted gent that I am, I'm going to offer them a real fancy price for all their beef. And if they know what's good for them, they'd sure better sell.
Quiet! Quiet! Now, you'll have to all quiet down if you want to go on with this meeting. Now, you got anything more to tell us, Miss Beth?
No, I guess not. Except that the doctor says, fortunately, Dad isn't badly hurt. But I'll tell you this much. If we take this laying down, we're no better than those gun-toting highbinders who are trying to prey on us. That's the way it is.
Right. Quiet down, quiet down, quiet. Well, the way it looks to me, folks, is anybody else who tries to drive through Turtleneck Pass is going to get the same kind of treatment that Matt Kennedy did. And the worst part of it is, but if this Jasper really homesteaded that place, it's legal. He can make it stick. And we can't do a thing about it.
And Mr. Grover, I know I'm not a stock man like the rest of you gents, but I do have a stake in the welfare of this community, and I may be able to help you out.
Well, if you've got something to say, Jinx, speak your piece. Come on down here where we can all see you. Come on.
Red Rider, him got face like Diamondback.
I think you're right, little beaver. And if you'll just bide your time, maybe we'll hear the whir of this ratless.
Boys, I'm going to make this quick and to the point. I've done a little brokering in cattle for some of you before. In the spot you're in, I feel maybe I can help you all out.
What do you aiming to do that might help these men?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm prepared to buy all their beef at a fair price and assume the risk of seeing it gets to market. If it doesn't, it's my loss.
All right, Jinx. If you're prepared to buy, how much?
Well, to be fair about it, I'll give you 7 cents a pound.
7 cents a pound? Well, you ought to be tarred and feathered and run out of town.
Did you say you wanted to buy these cattle, or did you say you wanted to steal them?
Look, Redhead, if you think you can come in here and stir up trouble, you got a lot to learn.
In that case, I'm willing to learn right now.
Red Roger, him go for gun.
Are you?
Got any more tricks, Jinx?
Yeah, a couple of things.
And here it comes.
No! Well, you certainly ended any chance we might have had of him raising his price.
Raising his price? Why, Beth, I... Oh, never mind. Come on, little beaver. There are some people who rub me the wrong way. Take it easy, Matt. You're not supposed to get excited.
Oh, tarnation.
No mealy-mouthed doctor's going to give me orders. This trouble all started on account of me. I guess I'm the fittest man around here to finish it.
Yeah, him talking like his daughter.
Huh? What's that? What's that you said about my daughter?
Oh, he just means that Beth... Well, you know how Beth is.
Your dad blamed right I know how Beth is. She's got Kennedy blood in her veins, and that means fight. Why, what happened? You and Beth tangled?
She called Red Ryder plenty hot name. You betcha.
She did, eh? What is your rumpus all about, Red?
Well, now that Little Beaver's let the cat out of the bag, I took occasion to question Jink Lasker's charitableness in offering to buy all that beef here for chicken feed.
Yeah? Well, then what happened?
What you think him happen? Red Ryder beat the tar out of Big Crook.
Well, good for you, Red. You know, I've never liked that ornery, sneak-eyed, no-good, know-how. Oh, but, what did this have to do with Beth?
Well, she decided that I spoil any chances you ranchers might have had to get Jinx to make you a more liberal offer.
Oh, she did, eh? Well, Mr. Ryder, all I can say is, may Providence have mercy on your soul. When that daughter of mine gets her Irish up, look out.
Well, I promised to stay out of her way, but, well, the thing that worries me is, will she stay out of trouble?
Well, I'll give her a good talking to, Red, although I don't think it'll do any good.
Right. Now, there's one thing that I'd like you to do for me, Matt.
Yes, Red?
Well, I'd like your permission to do everything and anything I can to get to the bottom of this and see that your cattle get to market.
Mister, you've got it. You've got what them Frenchmen call carte blanche.
What do you mean, Red Ryder? Carte blanche?
Well, that means Mr. Kennedy has given me a blank check. And I don't think I'm too far from being right when I say when I do fill in the check, it'll be payable to the order of Jinx Lasker and cashable at the Riata Spring City Gym.
Where are we riding to now, Red Ryder?
Well, I thought before I flew off the handle again, I might be doing a better thing if I mosey out and reconnoiter Turtleneck Pass.
Yeah. You take your many big chances. Ride them around lonely country all alone.
What do you mean, all alone? I've got you with me as my bodyguard, haven't I?
We try, all right.
Why, those bushwhacking cutthroats trying to dry gulch us, huh? Lay back, Little Beaver, and we'll see if mine isn't better than theirs. They're trying to ambush us, Thunder. Run those ground hogs down. Come on, Thunder. Rain up, Little Beaver. Ooh, Thunder.
Ooh, Papoose. Those gunmen disappear in heels like magician at circus.
I guess you'd call the turn to a T, Little Beaver. For the moment, at least, they've proved that the hand is quicker than the eye. But next time my eye lights on them, their hands better be mighty quick and filled. Because unless they beat me to it, Boot Hill's going to get four new, unexpected guests.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. But first, a word about keeping fit. When the heavyweight champ goes into training, he watches his diet, doesn't he? Oh, you bet he does, for that big fight. Well, sir, you're in training for the biggest battle of the century, whether you're fighting it at home or abroad. And you've got to watch your diet. And I'd like to tell you about a food that thousands of energetic, hard-driving people are enjoying at every meal. It's delicious Langendorf bread, the crisp and tender loaf that gives you those famous 1-2 energy values. One, fresh Langendorf bread is enriched with vitamin B1. You can't work or play your best without it. Two, delicious Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. No wonder it's the favorite bread of energetic thousands. No wonder baking experts judged it America's finest. Taste the crisp, tender crust of creamy Langendorf bread. See how it stays deliciously fresh to the last bite. Then you'll know why I say, for goodness sake and for energy's sake, always get fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to the town of Riata Springs, we find Jinx Lasker in his cattle brokerage office outlining his plan of action to his hired gun hand.
Come on, I haven't got all day. Pay attention. I got this all figured out, and all you got to do is follow orders.
Well, I'm awfully glad you have it all figured out. As far as following orders are concerned, boys, go ahead. Let's have them.
Well, I figure I'd be a fool now to buy their cattle, even at the price I named. I got a better way of owning their herds and not paying one red cent for them.
Sounds like good business to me.
Now, what we've got to do is start a wide-open range war. Then, when all the lead's flying, if the cattle sort of wanders off, nobody's going to know who to blame.
Yeah, cattle wandering off? Not a bad idea. You know, it sounds mighty easy.
It is easy. Now, here's the way it's going to work, Moose. I had you appointed deputy tax collector. All you've got to do is go out and start collecting a tax of $30 an acre from every one of them ranches.
Hey, Jinx, that ain't legal.
Who said it was? And knowing them ranchers, I'm sure they aren't going to pay. And lose their heads, go for their guns, and bang, there we are. When the shooting starts, we'll just adopt their beef. When they wake up, we'll be 500 miles away from here with our pockets full of $100 bills.
Yeah, and who wouldn't like to have their pockets full of $100 bills? Say, though, what if this redhead starts interfering?
You let him get away from you once, didn't you? You got any brains at all, you'll know just what I mean. Now go on, get out of here and get started. I don't want to move one foot in this valley where I don't smell gun smoke.
I don't care who you are. You turn your horses around and get off here, or I won't be responsible.
Now, look here, miss. I'm just doing the legal job. Now, those taxes get paid or else.
The only way you'll get paid is with a blast from this shotgun. Now, go on, get off my place before I blow you through the gate.
Look, kid, if you're smart, you keep your trap shut. I don't take talk like that from anybody.
I'm going to count up to five. And if you aren't hightailing it down the road by the time I'm through, you'll be buckshot clean through your thick hide. One, two... three.
I'll show you can't bluff me.
Go on, go for your gun.
Why, you...
Olga, you came here looking for trouble, and mister, you found it.
Red Rider. Well, supposing you just turn right around and get off my place, too.
Not yet, he won't. Not before I finish him off.
Shuck him, Red Rider. Him need it.
Him needs more than a shock, but this'll have to do for right now. And don't try to pick up your gun. That mistake would be fatal.
You'll see this... And this will get you. I'm an officer of the law doing my job. You'll be sorry you ever heard of me. Get up, Ginger. Come on, get up.
If you're waiting around for me to thank you, Mr. Ryder...
Now, Beth, if you'd only listened a minute, why, I think we could save a lot of needless bloodshed.
If there's anything needless around here, it's you and your so-called help. This town was doing all right before you came along, and it'll be here long after you're gone.
Oh, never mind. I'm going right now. Come on, Little Beaver. We've still got this blank check to have certified.
Say, Baldy said you wanted to see me, Jinx.
Yeah, Moose. I just got the idea it's going to sew this deal up tight in a drum.
Well, I hope it ain't got nothing to do with Red Rider.
Rider will be taken care of. Don't ever worry. The first thing I got to do is teach these ranchers a lesson and get that cattle before the packing company buyers leave Mesa City.
Okay. What's the next move?
I'm going to organize a meeting of the ranchers again. I got a way to prove to them that I'm working for their best interests.
That you sound.
Never mind how I sound. You just get them all rounded up in one place where I can talk to them, and the rest will be easy.
Well, after that tax collecting idea of yours, I don't think I'd better show my face around.
Who said I wanted you to? You got boss place and takes place soon.
Well, if that's all that's weighing you, put on your best bib and tucker. That meet don't take place before...
Settle down and listen now. Well, wait a minute now. Jinx Lasker has a few words to say.
Boys, I guess in trying to help you the other day, I just seemed to get myself in wrong.
You bet you did.
Fine lot of help you were.
Well, so we all start out even. I'm reneging on the offer I made to buy your beef. I wouldn't buy it at any price.
Well, then what's the idea of calling this meeting?
Yeah. Man, I suppose you don't realize it. But if you let this Jasper out of Turtleneck Pass bottle you up, not only will you be ruined, but I'll be along with you. My business ain't worth a plug nickel unless your business is good.
By golly, he's right.
Now, buying your cattle and trying to drive it through myself wouldn't do any good. That claim jumper out of Turtleneck Pass, legal or not, is just trying to ruin this whole community. I say let's tear those fences down, drive the cattle through, and argue later.
That's easy for you to say, Lasker. You wouldn't be taking any of the risk.
That's where you're wrong, Miss Kennedy. I'll take as much risk as you do. I'm a pretty peaceable man, but it makes my blood boil when I see a highbinder trying to ruin a lot of decent citizens.
Well, if that's the case, I'm all for you. And I say let's get all our herds together, meet out at Poplar Grove, and if we can't do it any other way, stampede our cattle through the pass. Why, there isn't a fence out there or men enough to stop that kind of play. Good. All right, then, if we're agreed, have all the herds together at Poplar Grove at sunrise. And heaven help the man who tries to stop us.
Did you hear it this hour of the night?
Oh, we got him heap trouble. Red Rider tried to cross through Turtleneck Pass and get him shot.
You mean that Red was killed?
Oh, not killed yet, but him pretty bad hurt. Best thing you do, grab horse and come with me.
Oh, this is awful. Well, just a minute, Little Beaver. I'll get a jacket and we'll ride together.
Better make him hurry, Miss Beth. Who knows? Maybe we got him there too late. Stop him here.
Little Beaver, what are you stopping here for? Certainly you wouldn't leave Red Rider lying out here on the rocks.
He left him here on the rocks, Miss Beth, but not lying down.
Red, I thought you were...
I know what you thought, but I had to get a hold of you somehow and talk to you.
Well, of all the rotten, cheap, lying
tricks...
Oh,
now, miss, this time you're not going to spook me off with another of your tongue lashings. I promised your dad I'd see this thing through, and by glory, I'm going to do it.
Well, you better do it. After all, what's happened already is all your fault.
Let's place the blame where it belongs after this thing is over. But if you and those ranchers try to stampede your cattle through that fence at sunup, some of the cattle may get through, but there won't be a rancher in this valley whose life I'd give 2 cents for.
What good selling cattle if no live to spend money?
I did something this afternoon I should have done 2 days ago.
Oh, really? You mean that it's possible for the great Red Rider to have made a mistake?
If you could be as wrong as you are, is there any reason why I can't slip up now and then? Now, look, Beth. I telegraphed the capital to see if the property at Turtleneck Pass was ever homesteaded. I just got the reply.
You did? What did it say?
That property belongs to the county and nobody else. That man up there is just bottling it up so somebody else can pull a squeeze play.
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, I tried to get in touch with the sheriff at the county seat, but he's out of town. I knew the ranchers wouldn't listen to me, so I had Little Beaver trick you into coming up here in the hope that you would stop them before they started the stampede.
Oh, look him, Red Rider. Sun come up now. Starting over hills.
Oh, this is awful. It's over 4 miles to Poplar Grove, and whether I'm there or not, those men won't wait.
They certainly won't. From the sound of that, the stampede has started and heading for Doomsday.
Oh, Red, we got to do something.
Whatever we do, we can't do it sitting here. Here, Thunder. Steady, fella. Right up we go. Now, turn those ponies and pound that dust. This is the toughest job a man ever had.
Get up, lady.
Start them going, Papoose. Pound them dust. Get.
Don't let me down now, Thunder. Burn up that trail. Come on, Thunder.
Jake, rein up.
Yeah, what is it, Moose?
Turn that horse and head out of here. Something flipped up. Red Rider's coming down the north trail, and the county sheriff with half an army's coming down the other.
The sheriff? I'll bet Rider's behind that. Get the boys together and let's get that red head if it's the last thing we do.
Spread out, Moose. Here he comes.
Rider, I'm getting behind this rock and writing you a one-way ticket to Boot Hill.
You'll never get me, Rider. Why don't you come out in the open like a man?
Nope. You got behind me, huh?
Is this out in the open enough for you?
You'll never... Take me alive!
You've got to stay alive to enjoy that homestead you staked out. But this one won't be in Turtleneck Pass. It'll be in the federal prison for the rest of your life. Over here, Sheriff. If you've rounded up the rest of them, I'm holding your special guest of honor.
suppose there's no use apologizing to you, Red.
What for? We're in a place where everyone's entitled to his or her own opinion. And as far as I'm concerned, well, all the apology I need is to know that your dad will soon be back running the ranch again.
Doctors say Mr. Kennedy needs special diet. So maybe you can ride over to Painted Valley, and we have Ching Ao fix some plenty good chow.
Little Beaver, that's the best idea I've heard in, well, at least since Red had the idea of wiring the sheriff.
Well, as long as we're talking about good ideas, how about heading for Painted Valley ourselves, Little Beaver? We've got to get that guest room in shape.
Yeah, you betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get
it. So long, Miss Beth. Head for home, Thunder. Let's ride. Come on, Thunder.
America's fighting cowboy certainly had to prove his fighting mettle to get around Jinx Lasker's crooked schemes to open up Turtleneck Pass and to see that peace and prosperity again cloaked Riata Springs. But the trail ahead is a dangerous one for Red Rider and Little Beaver, more dangerous and adventuresome than ever before. So be with us next time when you will hear...
So Rider thinks he can cheat me out of that mine, does he? Well, come on, men, let's ride!
I felt the way you do, Little Beaver. But I'm not going to feel safe.
Hey, the wagons! They're going over the
Red Rider ties into Klondike Carew with one of the greatest veins of gold ever to be discovered in the West, the stakes in this historic battle. Be sure to be listening next time when we bring you Gold and Gunsmoke, the next starring Western adventure from the turbulent history of America's fighting cowboy, Red Rider. Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Red Rider is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. These days, it's natural for every American to feel the urge to get a gun and start for the front. But you don't have to be on the firing line to help win the war. Our national defense organizations have literally dozens of jobs you can do. They need map readers, typists, clerks, telephone operators, entertainers, storytellers, and many others. So go to your local Red Cross, Civilian Defense, or USO headquarters and volunteer for victory. And be sure you're physically fit, able to do your bit. Langendorf bread, made with dextrose for extra energy, plus essential vitamins and proteins, will help safeguard your health and give you the mental and physical fitness so needed today. Always get the bread judged America's finest. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer.
Red Rider came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.